these extra shows are killing me.
Oh, no.
Well, you're about to give birth, that's why.
Yeah.
I went in with my...
You weren't there for very long.
I filled the entire... the entire tumbler clear to the rim with...
Whoa.
With
your
dark,
eye?
Dark, uh-oh. Dark oh. pee.
That means you got some blood in there.
Yeah, there's...
Well, yeah. That, yeah.
Or you're dehydrated or both.
Macrohematuria is what that's called.
Really?
Yes. You don't need Dr. Dan here. I got this.
Yeah, Dr. Brian.
Why did you, like, you have to know what pee and blood means, like when you, like, auto accidents and shit like that, macrohematoma?
Macrohematuria.
Macrohematuria?
Macrohematuria.
Yeah. I got it. And I thought, Blitz, you know, you can feel it kind of, you can feel it to Hoover Dam. You can just feel it.
Sure.
Oh, it's really put me in a shitty mood, too.
I know.
What does
you
it feel like now?
It's the kidney stone urge.
That's what
Brian.
I mean.
No, it's not Brian.
That's my nickname is Kidney Stone.
Your metaphorical pain in his dick. Your metaphorical pain in his dick.
Yeah, he's more painful than a kidney stone. Ooh. Metaphorically.
That's hurtful.
Funnier too.
Yeah. God. You actually are pretty funny.
So
I'm just not in the mood for half of it.
Can we talk about what happened during the break?
What do you mean what happened?
So Lemmy and I were in here being quiet. And I hear this like squirrely mouse voice out in the hall from here. And Anna comes in and I go to her, who were you talking to? And she said, myself. And so she was out there in the hallway.
I was talking to Blitz and myself.
Talking to herself in her squirrely mouse voice. Blitz was over there. There's no way you were talking to Blitz.
I like her little squirrely mouth. I like her. She's got like a little alter ego that she's like, you know.
But let's talk about how batshit crazy she is to be out there talking in her squirrely mouse voice to herself.
Brian, we know this.
I was doing an impersonation of John Brennan firing me a year ago.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, do it.
And
do
that
it.
Was and that was all by herself.
I was just like, I'm John Brennan. I hate you. You're fired today.
So John Brennan is Consuela from Family Guy?
Well, Guadalupe.
I walked out of the kitchen to go back to my area, and she was in the hallway doing
rare,
this by herself.
Which is rare, because usually you're right up her ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, me, Brian, and Lemmy were out front. And then
so was I.
Yeah, you joined us after that.
Yeah, you were too busy doing something.
She
Instagram.
Was out there. Oh, yeah. She was taking pictures of Lemmy's shirt.
Yeah, I took a video.
Usually wherever Anna is, Blitz is not too far behind.
Yep.
That was just bizarre. And so why were you doing
that? Do you feel
that?
It?
I don't know.
Do you feel it, Brian? Do you see it or feel it just how, like, you know, just how attached to the hip they are?
Yeah,
like,
but it's probably
nonstop.
Best that it doesn't happen. It's, you don't, you know.
Oh, you mean the sexual thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
The tension
I think it's locked
is,
in.
Yeah, the tension is fine, but.
But the tension's not fine. It's bugging me.
Yeah, but Blitz
worse
is not
going to
Blitz
just
is not
bang
gonna,
or and get it
no,
over
no,
with.
But, you know,
oh, we can curse
is,
now, can't
daily.
We?
Yeah,
can we curse?
Fuck.
Just
no, no.
fucking get it over with,
but
you two.
Blitz, if the minute he does, it's so tensed up that it's going to be like 10 seconds, and then she's going to think that's
no.
It. It won't last that long, Lemmy.
No, I don't think that's the
he's
case
gonna get.
All.
He's got to wear like special construction goggles so all that dust doesn't get in his eyes.
I think if push came to shove, he wouldn't do it. I think if push came to shove, he wouldn't do it.
Tomorrow, Anna will be out in the hallway doing the voice. You can't wear out the goggles so the dust doesn't get in your eyes.
That just makes me happy.
It's
weird. Many hours of the day I have no one to talk to, so you got to talk to yourself.
I can only imagine the conversations you have with those poor cats.
How close are you two? Do you two talk a lot?
Who?
You and Blitz.
Yeah, we talk quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, are you best buddies? It's like, is he Will Koontz level of friends?
I'd say close.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Blitz.
Well, she's known Will way longer.
Yeah, that's pretty good that he's even close,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
no,
only
I
been
know,
a,
yeah.
What, a year and a half?
Yeah.
No, a year next week.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
To the day.
Time flies.
And she was based on, and the guy that recommended her is not even around anymore.
He nope. hates me.
Does he hate you, you think?
Oh, can I,
oh,
should
yeah.
I not get
well,
in?
Well,
I, the reverse.
What do you think about
rewind.
That, Spongeo?
Him and I are good. Him and I have had some correspondence, and him and I are good.
Yeah, he's cool.
Why wouldn't he be good with you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did he unblock you finally?
No.
Oh, I'm at Bubba.
Oh.
Oh, I think I don't know that I was blocked. I don't know that it was blocked. Oh, I just know that he didn't, on his LinkedIn account, didn't, like, he put every place that he worked at except here. And I was like, well, what, are we that?
Who caught wind of that? Was that you?
Yeah, somebody sent me a copy of it. And it's like, hey, Seth has put, you know, the bone.
It wasn't me, by the way. I get accused of everything. I didn't do that.
No, it wasn't. It's actually.
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
It doesn't matter who it was.
I know. I just always get accused of doing that.
It was me.
It was one of Anna's other personalities.
But, like, I don't understand that because him and I are cool, and I thought he had a great time here, or, you know, I thought everything was okay. But, you know, like, he put the Drew Garabo show and all of the other things, everything that he's done in radio except us. And I'm thinking, we're probably, and maybe I'm a little full of myself, but I'm thinking we're one of the bigger platforms you were on. Why are you, do you hate us, or do you, are you, like, why? Why wouldn't you do that? Like, what's wrong?
I don't know.
Why don't you call him up? We can ask.
You're certainly the biggest name.
Yeah, well, you know? I mean, no, I don't want to get into that and get everybody all fucking worked up. Him and I are cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Him and I text, and we had a pretty good exchange last weekend.
Listen, that's great. I'm glad you're on good terms.
He's doing great with the Lightning. A lot of good interviews.
Yeah, the Chirp is, and they're going to be live in the stadium from now on doing the show. So that's exciting.
Are they letting people in now? Are they for
almost full capacity
for the next? Now, see, Brian, why would it just be full capacity?
Like, I know.
Like, I have no idea. 13,000 or 17,000 or 19,000. It doesn't matter.
Would you not agree? And you're as Calvin COVID as the next guy.
I think
if you're going to put anything over 10,000 in there, you might as well put 19,500 in there.
I liked what the Rays did for people who still want to go but still want some space. They're keeping like the 200 level for that,
okay,
which is
Brian.
You know, that's it's look.
It's
for them.
Be honest, they're not going to sell out the other way.
Well, that's why, because they're not going to sell out. But and I said that. I said I like what the Rays are doing, but for the Lightning, get every single fan you can in there. If people mm-hmm. want to go, let them go. At this point,
the problem is that the Lightning are not bringing in enough stat, or maybe they can't hire him. But
I do have a question. You said he's Calvin COVID, and I know that after COVID he changed quite a bit. Like, what's your stance on it now, Brian?
I never changed. So I changed because my circumstances changed.
No, I get that.
So my stance on it now.
Are you vaccinated?
You've been a little bit.
I actually go tomorrow for my first vaccination because I'll be at
Pfizer.
It's going to be Moderna because the timing, the 4-week window.
Hot
works
people
better.
Get Pfizer. You know.
I know. I'm fucking ugly.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But like you,
I'm used to it.
Aren't they suggesting against not getting it if you've had it?
He got it in December, didn't
you? No, they're not doing that, actually.
Or November. When did you get it?
I waited 6 months. So I'll be right at about 6 months when I get it.
Yeah, you got it around Christmas.
Which is how long they are certain your antibodies last if you had symptomatic exposure.
But would you not agree that realistically, no matter what vaccine you get, there's not been any type of, you know, the length of trials and how extensive.
Yeah, I mean, COVID's only been around a year and a half.
And
so.
how extensive they test everything that they put into our body. And now, I mean, they don't have.
So a lot of these vaccines were in progress anyways for coronaviruses. So it's not like it was completely brand new science that they developed, which is how they were able to do it so quickly. I do have trepidation about it. However, with my mom being diagnosed with cancer last month, I'm going to go ahead and get vaccinated.
But didn't your parents have COVID as well?
My dad did. My mom never caught it.
Oh, okay.
So she got the vaccine as well, but it's not 100%. It's less in people over, you know, it's less effective in people 65 and over for some reason, probably because of their immune system, naturally. So I'm going to get injected because earlier, I was going to wait until probably July, but I'm going to do it now because of my mom's cancer diagnosis.
But, like, I walked into a place Monday or Tuesday, and they had, like, mandatory masks required, and the workers had mandatory.
Can you say what kind of place it was?
A food place.
Okay.
Restaurant or, like, a grocery store?
Restaurant.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. That's their choice.
And. But, like, all the workers had masks on, and they wouldn't let... They gave me a hard time about walking in without a mask, and I'm like...
An anonymous cheerer cheered 5,000 bits!
It was anonymous? Woo! Like, we don't even know who it was?
Anonymous cheerer.
When you cheer, you can select a box that says cheer anonymously. So.
Wow, I wish I knew.
That's a waste of money.
I kind of agree in a way.
Unless, like, you know, you're Larry
Somebody
Bueller.
Somebody claim it.
Me.
Unless you're like Larry Bueller and you just got so much fucking money and so much grip that, you know, you can even be anonymous on
your
philanthropic deal.
When someone anonymously donates 50,000 subs, we'll know it's Larry.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I'm like, why? When are we going to stop the mask deal? Like, is it not at this restaurant?
Well, I think you know, that's a
and
private
Tampa's
business.
Tampa's worse than St. Pete.
It's unusual. It's a private business. That's their choice, you know, and so you can choose as
can
a
they
consumer.
Serve? Can they not serve
refuse
me?
Service? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a private business. Mm-hmm. They have every right to not refuse you service as long as it's not based upon your gender, or your race, things like that. But
there was, I forget where it was, but there was I saw a sign like a week or two ago that said, you know, like, we don't care what the rules are. We still require it. Don't put up. I mean, it was like a whole like paragraph about, you know, how pro mask they are.
And
I was,
you
like,
know, and you make a decision. Do you want to support that business or not? I don't think you cry about it and try and get them canceled and closed down. That's
no,
not
no.
the way I handle things.
No.
I'm not saying you did it. You didn't name the business. Nothing. You were cool about it.
Right. And I'm not gonna. But like, I'm thinking, like, how much fucking longer are we going to play this boogeyman? When the boogeyman clearly isn't the boogeyman like they thought. I mean, listen.
Well, it was, but it's not anymore. It's exactly what they thought. We never got to the point of, because of the lockdown, we never got to the point of the hospitals being overwhelmed right away before we knew how to treat it.
I mean, how many times, New York.
Yeah, New York was pretty awful.
No, New York, though, they were like, you know, what's going to happen when Nana doesn't get a ventilator in fucking...
I mean, it was a global issue. Italy got hit pretty badly. India was a fucking disaster.
Yeah, but like they had warehouses right full now. Of ventilators in New York.
Well, no, and that was because they were able to prepare for it. If every spot in the country was on fire at the same time, you don't have the ability to put out the fire. So that was the whole point of it. And I've said that. I mean, I was never like stay lockdown, stay in lockdown. And nobody should be out doing anything. Everybody's circumstances.
You did the perfect thing, Brian. I agree.
I'm about individual choice.
Right. And you needed to do that.
And I needed to do that for my family, but I wasn't looking down on anybody else who was going out and taking care of their business. You know,
that's how you should.
The problem is, Brian, that you are reasonable about it, but you get lumped in with the people that have the same views as you, but that are not reasonable about it.
Right. And because that's what people can only understand two things.
Right.
You know, this or that, but, you know, black or white. There's a lot of grays, guys. And so I'm not.
Bubba has grays in his eyes.
And see, that's the thing.
I got floaters.
Yeah, Bubba's got grays in
Bubba
his eyes.
Okay.
Brian.
Oh, God. He's not doing well over there.
He needs to get milked.
Okay.
No, I don't need
getting milked.
Well, let me get that wig on.
All right.
I don't need milked. I just
when
need
it
to
when
pass
it started and we didn't
stone.
When it started and we didn't know anything about it and we were being told, you know, it's going to be terrible and this and that. You know, that's scary stuff, especially when you have immunocompromised people living with you. But I did make a comment the very first week when it was building up, right before my last appearance on the show before I got COVID canceled.
Before you got Don Mikowski.
Yeah, before I got Don Mikowski. I said to the
asked him to come in and pick up some slack.
You were begging him.
I said it's not going to seem like a big deal to most everybody, but to people who it impacts, it's going to impact pretty hard.
Do you remember that phone call I made to you? Hey, will you come in extra?
It wasn't a phone call. You texted me, and I didn't know that the Diacos had left you high and dry and were out of town.
Yeah.
Or else I would have come in.
When was this?
This is
what got him
like,
canceled for me. That's what's got him out of my
good
grace.
Was it before I was here?
September? No.
You were here.
Oh, I was here. Okay.
Yeah, if you just listen to the show, they both said they were going to be out of town. So
he said, I've got this dead weight horse tooth
no,
raising tit bitch in here.
Wow.
That's what his text said.
That's
right here.
You want to pick up a couple extra days.
I need you, though. It wasn't presented as... I need you to be here. And what I said to you was, I haven't really had the conversation with my family to make sure that they're okay with me coming in here, knowing that nobody in here was taking precautions and I hadn't yet had the virus.
Yeah.
So then
you came in, you sat in the shower.
Yeah.
Months later.
Yeah.
Months later. I can try.
I mean, but I get it, though. Brian, it was for his... elderly parents and stuff.
I get it.
Yeah.
I didn't want my mom's death on my tab. I didn't want to live with that the rest of my life. That's probably selfish on my part too. You know, it's a selfish decision because I didn't want to have that. But at the same time, they were legitimately concerned about it.
Do you have any idea of how you think you got it?
Oh, I 100% know
work.
How I got it.
Oh, that's right, from work. I forgot you said that.
One of my coworkers who eschewed our protocols. And that's what happened. It spread.
How did we get it here? From me?
Yeah. 100%.
From East Bay, probably?
Yeah, you weren't feeling good, and then you were like coughing and farting in the mic, and then we all got it.
You're like, yeah, the last thing you did was fart into the microphone.
Not we all got it, Anna.
Well, Lummy didn't, but everyone
else didn't get it. Or Dr. Dan.
Well, Dan's on like 1,000 different things at any given
time. I followed the Dr. Dan protocol, and then also Cave didn't get it either.
Come put
Cave
your head in my coffee.
Cave had it.
Let's get real.
Cave had it. Red had it. Anna had it. I had it. Jay had it.
Rhett had it.
Rhett had it. You know, yep. I was patient.
Ashley got it.
Jay, Diaco.
She was here one day, guys.
I said that.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
And I might have been patient one. You think I was patient one?
You were patient zero.
Yeah, or patient zero, right.
It's okay.
Brian, what's going to happen? Because you are, you know, very knowledgeable at sports. You don't look like you would be, but you are. Very
well, there's
much
two types of sports guys, right? There's ones that look like Lummy and ones that look like me. There's not much in between.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Kind of right.
And what do you think? It's a question that I ask everybody. One. What do you think is going to happen with my Aaron Rodgers deal?
He's going to play out the season.
No, he. Oh, whatever.
Meaning he'll show up.
Yes.
No, he won't.
He will show up.
No, he won't.
He's not going to turn down $35 million.
Really? How about when the Packers make him sign that $93,000 check over?
They're not going to do that. They can excuse his absence.
Exactly. Are they going to?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see.
100%. They're going to kick this can down the road as far as they possibly can.
How long do you think it
goes? Until there's no choice. The longer he's with them, at some point, you got to get acclimated to your new team. You don't trade for a Hall of Fame-style quarterback, I don't care how good he is, in midseason and say, hey, let's make a run at this. They need him. Whoever needs him now.
Okay, that's what happened to Brett Favre, too, right? And by the way, if you look at it back in history,
and the Packers...
No, Bubba, I'm going to tell you something. You relax and listen. I'm telling you.
You relax and listen.
No, seriously. Remember when Brett Favre was on the plane, they didn't care. Aaron Rodgers went out in training camp before that, in the mandatory camps. Aaron Rodgers looked like a superstar. And they were like, okay, we don't need Brett Favre anymore because we have this guy. That's what they're trying to prep Jordan Love up to be like, Aaron Rodgers, we don't need you. They're going to trade him, and every team before training camp is going to then go on it. He is not going to play for the Packers. He won't even talk to his family. You really think he has a stubborn head?
I think he's using this to build up his Q score, and he is going to play for them and win with them this season.
What do you
asked
think?
Me. He asked me my prediction. It's a prediction, Lummy.
Yeah, I
it's
asked not, you, not Lummy.
First of all, and second of all, it's not guaranteed that he doesn't play for them. Have you talked to Aaron Rodgers about it?
No,
exactly. So you don't know what he's going to do.
So now, how much?
No, neither have I.
But history shows that he's not going to play for
him. He has no history on this.
Packers
he has no personal history.
The Packers would have traded him if they were going to trade him after the June 1 deadline.
Yes.
Because there's plenty of people that want him, and there's plenty of people that would give him a couple first rounders and all this kind of deal.
The closer it gets to the season, the less leverage the Packers have in trading him. And so if they wanted to get maximum return for him, he would have been traded on June 1st or 2nd. If they truly thought there was no chance in the world that he was going to play for them this season, he would have been traded immediately. Because every day that goes by, their position gets worse and worse. And now I can't say this. They may be terribly managed right now. Their GM may be a total clown and doesn't realize this. But every day we creep closer to the start of the season, they are going to get less in return for Aaron Rodgers.
The Big Fildo 5,000 bits.
Now, thank you, Big Fildo, for the reappearance. So, but Brian, what if he doesn't play? He has to give back like
a ton of money. He could cost him $35 million not
okay,
to play this season.
Okay, do you remember when Brett Favre was traded?
No, him cost him that.
Yes.
Do you remember when Brett Favre was traded?
It's not the same thing, Lummy.
Yes, it is.
It's not the same
thing. How is it not the same thing?
Because it's Aaron Rodgers, not Brett Favre.
It's not the same thing, Lummy.
It's not the same GM. It's not the same quarterback.
The Brett Favre deal wasn't. It was about whether he wanted to play in general. He retired 3 years in a row.
Brett Favre was. It came out, and Brett Favre even admitted it recently that he was upset at the way the Packers were handling the organization.
I understand, and Brett Favre was in the last 2 years of his livelihood in the league. He only played 3 years afterwards.
Aaron Rodgers sending dick pics to interns now too.
If he's going
to
do everything, he didn't do anything.
You're also
the
dealing
Packers.
With a different league.
Yeah,
you have different players. Oh, the players aren't going to take the side of an unknown prospect.
Yeah, Lummy. Lummy.
What are you talking about? An unknown prospect. Jordan Love was drafted higher than Aaron Rodgers.
Lummy,
doesn't mean anything. What has he done?
Oh, What did Aaron Rodgers do?
Oh my God.
He shit the bed in California.
He's got the
Look
ring.
Look at his stats.
He's so mad.
He has a ring. Brett Favre had a ring too. Brett
so
Favre
mad?
Had one ring.
Yeah, but you're looking at the culture of the locker room, too.
Oh, give me a break, man. Everyone loved Brett Favre when
Brett
he was
Favre was on the way out, man. He threw 62 interceptions in the three seasons
and
before.
And the Vikings were on the brink of being in the Super Bowl.
Lummy, you guys suck, man.
You guys don't know dick.
You don't know shit,
What are you talking about? Brett Favre was not. Brett Favre with the Jets.
Brett Favre.
Lummy. Man, you guys don't know anything.
You got Brett Favre Tourette's, my friend.
Lummy, you don't know what the fuck.
Really?
Nobody knows.
Hey, when Brett Favre went down the last part of the season with the Jets actually were in the playoff race in the beginning of the season. And then when Favre went down, the Jets lost four in a row.
Lummy, you don't know this as well as I do.
Okay. He had thrown 22 touchdowns and 22 interceptions
Lummy,
with the Jets.
You don't know this as well as I do.
And he didn't get. He played 16 games for them.
You don't know this as well as I do.
So which game did he miss for the Jets? Which game did he miss?
And the Packers.
Which game, Lummy?
And the Packers, hold on. Their stance, Lummy, wasn't Brett Favre. We're standing behind Brett Favre. They were actively trying to trade him. They're not.
That's what I just said. That's what I said.
They're not trying to trade Aaron Rodgers.
No,
they're not. They're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers.
No, everyone knows this too, and it's been said. The minute that literally Aaron Rodgers went to minicamp and showed that he knew what the fuck he was doing, they were like, "We don't need Brett Favre." Which the 2 years before Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre did the same thing, and they did not believe in Aaron Rodgers. The third year, they were like, "Shit. Aaron Rodgers is good.
Yeah.
We don't need
to expect him to be traded in the next week then,
Lummy,
correct?
That completely blows your logic out of the
problem. No, it doesn't.
It does because you're saying he's going to get traded. They only traded Brett Favre because they knew his backup was fucking money. Well, they're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers because they don't know his backup is money.
You just said that Jordan Love came out and he was throwing the ball so far that the assistant coach had to come off and wave him off because he was on fire.
One, we don't know that that's true. And two, that could be propaganda to get Aaron Rodgers back. And three, when preseason fucking minicamps start mattering how good you are, get back to me.
Okay, well, in 2009, Brett Favre went 12-4, 4,200, 33-7 for the Vikings at 40 years old.
No, I didn't say he didn't have a good season at any point. I said his numbers were on the way down before he got traded. They got, a second-round pick for him. That's what they got. That's what they got for Brett
fundamentally,
Favre.
You're
second
saying...
Second-rounder, buddy.
Lummy,
it started as a fourth-rounder.
Julio Jones got a fourth-rounder.
They say women get upset over dumb shit.
He got a first-rounder for Julio Jones.
Lummy.
I'm right. They did.
Lummy. You're saying the Packers are going to trade Aaron Rodgers. Me and Brian are saying the Packers are not going to trade Aaron Rodgers.
That's it.
Your argument with Brett Favre kicker does not make fucking sense. This is not the same set of intangibles. It's not the same equation. And it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense. You arguing that Favre shit the bed and Aaron Rodgers is good and that's why they traded Favre doesn't back your argument that they're going to trade Aaron Rodgers. You got it completely ass backwards.
Okay, all right, then he'll just sit out because he's not going to play this year.
He's told you that, huh?
No, he doesn't tell me anything. I mean,
how do you know? I don't know. I'm saying it's my prediction. I'm not the one getting this.
Because I listen to a lot of different shows and a lot of different people, and guess what? That's what they all said.
A lot of people, different people who don't know jack shit.
Okay, exactly. The guys,
Brian, did you not
them.
Listen to the Scout Show last night?
Yeah,
I heard CBS Sports Talk Radio saying that
There was a Scout Show last night live on Twitch, and you missed it, buddy. It was all football.
Colin Cowherd. Or whatever his name is.
Coward. Callan Hurd sounds good.
Which I like. I like the guy. Says that there's going to be one or two things happen. There's going to be one or three things happen. Either Aaron Rodgers comes back and they all somehow come to some type of fucking, compromise. Or Aaron Rodgers comes back and in lieu of them firing the Aspect general manager. Or Aaron Rodgers does not play and the Packers do not trade him.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is coming off one of his best seasons since 2011. Brett Favre was not. It's just, let me, to make, to, for you to use Brett Favre as this like gold standard
as
example.
Your litmus test.
As your litmus test. No, it's just not the same
Packers
set of circumstances.
The Packers are not the same organization as like a Dallas Cowboy. They have a different system in Green Bay. They don't follow the same way that every fucking system does.
Nobody said they did.
But the litmus test is what they've done in the past.
I'm just going to turn into Russell Crowe.
Are you getting ready to get fucking unhinged? But the litmus test just makes me upset how dumb you are on this.
How am I dumb? I listen to the Packers show. Aaron Rodgers and he reports on it. He's like, he's not going to play.
It's hard to take you seriously.
Brian and I are not arguing that he may not play.
We're just saying
that he's not going to fucking play for
time
he's
out.
He's just not going to play for anybody.
You're going to say like, oh, he's just talking because he wants to get it done.
No, you know. Let me ask you this question. If you were Aaron Rodgers and you had friends in the media and your whole goal was to try and get the GM fired, what would you say? I'm ultimately going to go and play for the Packers? Or would you have them putting out and planting seeds of,
that you
wanna
play
not going to play?
Oh, how about Julio Jones? Shannon Sharp calls him, doesn't know he's on the air, and guess what? He gets traded because he wanted to get out of there. Aaron Rodgers does not want to be on the Packers.
He doesn't want to be with that GM.
He's not going to play for the Packers, man.
Okay, he may not.
But what if he plays for the Packers?
Hold on. He may not.
What will you do if he ends up playing for the Packers?
I'll wear your shirt. He may not play for the Packers,
but if he doesn't play for the Packers, he's not playing for anybody else. The Packers are ready to long play this, and that includes him sitting out. And if he sits out, he still can't go anywhere unless the Packers put him somewhere. The Packers own his rights for 3 more years.
They could end his career if he doesn't want to play ball. I mean, truly,
they could.
They've got a rookie quarterback that's under an affordable contract.
Yeah, but Aaron, they still have to pay Aaron Rodgers.
No, they don't.
If he's refusing to show up.
They don't owe him a fucking dime.
They don't lose any money.
They don't owe him a fucking dime if he doesn't show up.
I mean, they really, if I'm the Packers, that's the position I'm taking. Now, if I was going to trade him, he would have been traded on June 2nd. June 1st.
Where you can save $33.5 million.
If I'm not going to trade him and give him what he wants, then I'm going to make him make the choice. Either you play for us or you sit for us. You're not continuing your career. You're going to lose 3 years of your prime then if you're not going to play for us.
What about the guaranteed money?
Well, it's gone.
He loses it.
If he doesn't show up, all of his guaranteed money was front loaded
for the first 2 years of the contract. He has no more guaranteed money left in his deal.
In fact, if he sits out this season, he has to pay back money to the Packers.
If he sits out this year, Lummy, he has to write like a $25 to $30 million check to the Packers.
Oh no!
Did your hand shake when you had to write out a $30 million check?
Oh, I don't know. Everything quivers.
Yeah, and I don't care how much money you have in the fucking bank when you're writing out $30 million.
Nope, the Packers spread it out till 2022. It's $11.5 million. They have to pay him. Yes, he has to then pay back a certain amount of money, which is $17 million is dead cap. But they still he has. When they did the signing bonus, every year they have to pay him $11.5 million till 2022.
And he has to report.
That's based on reporting, Lummy.
If he doesn't report, they don't have to pay him.
That's not a signing bonus. Not a signing bonus. He had a roster bonus, and then he had a workout bonus.
Lummy, a roster bonus means you're on the roster, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have it anymore.
So
he has a signing bonus. The signing bonus was, it's a guarantee every year that he will get $11.5
million. So what? So they pay him $11.5 million. They win the battle. His career's over if he sits out 3 years. Over.
Is it? Okay.
Over.
Maybe not.
Look at Tim
Tebow.
Maybe
not. Maybe it's not, but it's not.
Yeah, let's look at Tim Tebow. He's not.
Maybe it's not over, Brian, but it's certainly tainted. Like, you know, now you're 41.
His career's over if he sits out 3 years. He's not going anywhere.
He doesn't care then.
That's fine. He doesn't care. You've just proved your point.
But hold on. If he sits out.
How about you don't sign a contract with a team and then not obligate it and honor it?
Yeah, that's an expense. And you're losing how many $90 million?
Oh, man, if he does that.
If he sits out for 3 years, Brian, doesn't
he? Well, he can go do, I mean, he'll still find ways to make money, but he's not going to make that money.
I mean, I think he's a $25 to $35 million as he's to find out what the last 3 years of his contract are.
$25 million each year. 2022, $25 million. 2023, $25 million.
No, he's not getting the Jeopardy job. They need to give it to that executive producer.
Both
he was
years
the best.
Are going
to
be $25 million.
Sorry.
This year is going to be $14.7 million the base salary.
Okay, so he loses that. $14.7 million. Okay, what's next year?
25 million.
$25 million. Ooh. And what's last year?
$25 million.
$25 million. All right, that's 4, 2, 3, 4. That's $54.7 million that he does not get.
But he gets $24 million.
All
from
right,
the signing.
So that's $30 million that he's losing out on. Over, I mean, I don't know how many people walk away in their prime. From $30 million. Now, if he was with a different organization that wasn't as hard headed as the Packers, I truly believe, Brian, that the Packers will sit on him and not give him his trade and ride it out.
I think it could. Now, this article right here from CBS Sports says he could lose $35,343,085.
How many cents?
Doesn't go down that far.
What's his net worth now?
If things got so bad that Rodgers decided to sit out the entire season, it would cost him even more. Not only would he miss out on his $14.7 million base, but he'd also forfeit his $6.8 million roster bonus that was paid in March.
I said the same thing CBS was saying.
No, you didn't, Lummy.
Yes, I did. I said he's not going to get $6.8.
You may hear things in your head.
Are you going to watch? It's probably telling you to calm down.
I said 14.7.
Take a breath. Take a breath.
The Packers could then go after his signing bonus.
He's worth $120 million.
So $35.3 million. He already lost out on $500,000 in contract bonus money that he had for not showing up earlier in the spring, and then they theoretically could fine him $93,000. I don't think they will because they want him to come back and play. But you know, that's the other thing. How they handle that fine will say a lot about where the Packers as an organization's head's at. If they excuse his absence, then they're saying they're trying to mend the fence. They're if they fine him, then they're saying, you know,
F you. Yeah.
Yeah, that you're right.
AJ Hawk about that.
Yeah, ask him.
Former Ohio State
Buckeye.
Yeah,
what does he have to say about it?
What does AJ Hawk think about that?
Well, let's tweet.
Well, I mean, he's on.
CBS Sports say about it. The 14.7 that I said. That I said
you
that it was.
You said he couldn't lose the signing bonus. You said it was guaranteed.
They got to fight an arbitration.
And he refuses to show up and play. You don't think they're going to win that?
No.
Okay.
There's so many guys that he can come back in Week 8 and sit there on the bench. Remember that? You know that, Brian? In Week 8, if you show up, you get paid still. And you get your whole salary. And you can sit there and go,
no,
I'm not playing.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do, Bob.
No, you
have it. Really?
You don't
you
get
have it until Week 8. Hey, Brian's not arguing on that one,
you don't
are
get
you?
Your whole salary.
Yes, you do.
You lose out on the games
you get your signing. They can't take your signing bonus?
You don't get your salary.
You
miss out on the games
bonus.
You miss.
So what if he goes
you
to
said
Week 8?
Salary. You
Lummy,
said
they get,
salary.
They get
okay,
paid.
So he gets half of it.
Let me no. Hold
yes,
on.
You do.
Lummy.
If you show up at Week 8, you still get half your salary and your signing
Lummy.
Bonus.
Lummy,
you need to get pegged immediately.
Lummy, just about a fucking 18
seconds. Lummy needs a good pegging.
Lummy, 18 seconds ago, you said you show up at Week 8 and you get your whole fucking salary. Now we're already down to half. We would agree that when you show up at Week 8, you do get half your salary because you got 8 more fucking games left, buddy.
But you also get your signing bonus.
No, you get an.
Well, they'll still arbitrate over the signing bonus.
You'll get half of your signing bonus.
They'll fight.
Oh no, you get your whole signing bonus if you were on the roster.
That's a roster bonus.
In order to be on the roster, you got to be there opening day, buddy.
No, and then a signing bonus, and then you have your roster. So,
God, like, you're dumb as
no,
fuck.
No, what do you mean?
Let me. Do you even know what you're talking about?
Yes,
I don't know.
Get,
I don't.
If
I don't,
he shows up Week 8,
I don't know. Like, where are you getting? Like, how? What? No, you're wrong.
He doesn't get his whole salary if he doesn't show up for 8 weeks of the
season.
You
get your signing bonus. You get fine. The last 8 weeks or 9 weeks now of your roster
fine.
Pay.
Let me. You get half of your salary. You get half of your signing bonus. You get half of everything.
No, you don't
buddy.
Get half the signing bonus. The signing bonus is a guarantee that you play that
year.
Well,
they could arbitrate
it doesn't
for
matter
him because they'll start arbitrating as soon as he doesn't
exactly.
show up.
They got to arbitrate, so they'll probably agree to like pay him maybe 3 quarters. But he still is in the contract to get that $11.5 million if he shows up Week 8.
And you
and
know
sits
what?
There.
If he shows up Week 8 and sits there, guess what? He's a bitch.
I didn't say he wasn't a bitch.
Okay,
but he still is going to get paid.
He's not going to win this fight. Is my point. He's not going to come out on top in this whole debacle.
Do you think that his handlers, Brian, his Tom Beans, his agents, do you think they're saying, Aaron, you know, the Packers aren't going to trade you. We know that. And it's just an absolute shitstorm from this point forward. Like, okay, they've excused your absence from minicamp, But, man, you've got to, this is going to be a real shitstorm. Do you think they're saying that to him?
I think they've got a game plan. I don't think he went into this alone. They've got a game plan, and they're trying to use the media to leverage his position to either get a trade or get the GM fired. I think he would play this season if the GM was no longer with the Packers without
problem. Do you think that the Packers could do that?
And again, this is all me speculating. I'm not that passionate about it that I'm willing to have an aneurysm over this. I'm not willing to die for Aaron Rodgers. But I think that the Packers are in a position now. I'm just thinking of this from a strategic position. Every day that goes by, his trade value decreases. Every single day that ticks away, you're getting less, you're getting less, you're getting less, you're getting less. So why in the world, if they ultimately really thought that he wasn't going to come back and play, or that they weren't committed to making him come back and play and just have him sit
now,
out,
do you think,
then why wouldn't they trade him immediately?
I wholeheartedly agree with you, but my question to you is, do you think the Packers would actually consider getting, I think they should, this ass bucket general manager who has given him zero tools, who has really drafted like an ass bucket. He hasn't drafted anybody that was really that good.
Yeah, no, I think he's been terrible.
He blew last year's draft all the fuck. He got A.J. Dillon, who's decent. The Tundren guy they got in free agency for cheap.
Yeah, Tonyan.
Yeah, Robert Tonyan, former Indiana State Sycamore. So do you think that do you really think that the Packers would, I think they should fire the GM over this because, I mean, listen, Tom Brady set the template to, I'm on this level of a quarterback and I want personnel decisions or at least to be known and I want to be, you know, respected.
Airtight ski pole, 10,000 bits.
Trying to take some of the heat off of you. Woo! Thank you, Joe, from the West Side. Love you.
Let me put all this heat on himself. He's the one getting all hot and bothered.
I know. On stupidity.
On absolute meaningless shit.
Do you think the Packers would actually... I bet you they are discussing getting rid of this guy.
They are definitely weighing their options. Otherwise, he would have been gone. That's my point. He would have been traded by now.
So do you think that maybe outside of the GM, Brian Gutekunst, do you think that, you know, Mark Murphy, who's the president of the team and represents the board, do you think that potentially they could be having meetings on, okay, we need to get rid of Gutekunst?
I think it's been discussed. What I don't get is how you're not ready to make a decision on June 1st one way or the other.
Like, right.
That's the part that baffles me as an organization.
Because I don't think that they can both coexist.
I don't think so at all.
Right.
And so
I don't think Aaron Rodgers would potentially sit out this one year. One year wouldn't kill him. A gap year wouldn't kill him. But they got to get, he's not going to come back with this fucking ass bucket of a GM.
Yeah.
He's just not.
Well,
how much do they pay the GM?
Probably
4 million, 5 million. I don't know.
2-4 million.
So if they, let's say they cut him today, what would they owe him?
Probably his whole contract.
Which is, how, I mean, yeah.
Well, it may be over years. I don't know if GM's...
He might have 3 years left on his deal, so they could maybe owe him $10 million.
Okay.
You know, potentially.
They gave him a five-year deal in 2018.
18, oh, so 19, it's almost up then. 19, 20,
so
21.
2 years.
So they got 2 years.
Okay.
So they owe him $5 million.
Oh, okay.
At that point, Brian, I'm cutting that guy at the knees, taking a $5 million Willie, asking Aaron Rodgers who the fuck you want to be GM. And, you know, just like the Bucks, before they drafted the kid from Florida, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but they actually got a hold of Tom Brady and gave him a list of a handful of quarterbacks for him to look at pre-draft. And he had input on who they picked.
But that makes sense. I mean, he's going to be training this kid, and you've got a great mind at your disposal. Why wouldn't you?
And they didn't trade up for the guy.
And I think that's what Rodgers is mad about. Nobody asked him about Jordan Love. I mean, nobody came to Aaron Rodgers and said, "Hey, what do you think of this?"
And they
kid?
Haven't given Aaron Rodgers a wide receiver since the last time they drafted a wide receiver in the first round was some ass bucket out of Florida State in 2002. So they've not given him any help per se. They've not given him the team that he needs to win. At the end of the day,
no.
Whether it be defense or they've made some bad personnel decisions. They got lucky on Devontae Jones, and I mean you got Devontae Jones
Adams.
Devontae Adams.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
MVS, Marquez Valdez Scantling.
He's all right.
Well, he's a he's another stretch threat on the other side of the field. So it gives when he's on the field, Adams is much more dynamic.
Right. You got lucky on the Robert Towen.
Tanyan.
You got lucky on him. You drafted a third round fucking Cincinnati tight end that did nothing. AJ Dillon probably will be good enough to let Williams go. But your draft grades have been shitty, except for a couple, and you disrespected arguably one of the great ones. I mean, Lummy, you and I did a comparison yesterday on the stats. Aaron Rodgers at 37 and Tom Brady at 37. And Brian, I don't know if you heard the show or not, but Aaron Rodgers has better stats at 37 than Tom Brady. Less the two Super Bowls.
I mean the playoff performance and that matters. Wins and losses in playoff games.
Aaron Rodgers is a 3-time MVP, 1-time Super Bowl champion, and at 37. And Tom Brady is a 1-time MVP, 3-time Super Bowl champion.
What's Aaron Rodgers' record in championship games?
I don't know.
It's a team game.
Not good.
It's a team game.
I know.
Do you really want to blame Aaron Rodgers?
But I'm going to log into your computer so I can set that.
What do you want me to do?
No, nothing. I'm just so you know that's me.
Don't touch nothing.
No, you're good.
He made some bad plays in that Bucks game. I
wholeheartedly, he should have tucked it and ran on that.
He made some bad plays, period.
He did.
How about the defense, the end of the first half?
Kevin King.
Aaron Rodgers' fault?
That's it. No, it's inexcusable.
No.
It's atrocious.
It's a game changer.
It's you should have drafted a different fucking cornerback.
Exactly.
Kevin King's an ass bucket, which goes to right along the lines of what Aaron Rodgers thinks. Our team, you've not given me any fucking anybody hardly. And you're not going to treat me like this. You're not going to move up and draft some fucking ass bucket that I have to groom. Fuck that. I'm Aaron Rodgers. About to get mines.
You don't do it when a player still has, a lot of gas left in the tank. I mean, that's the thing, is you don't do the Jordan Love move when Aaron Rodgers is still out there competing for championships.
Aaron Rodgers has better numbers than Tom Brady in the playoffs. He can't help what his team does.
Well, it's the time. So here's the thing, and somebody broke this down. Yes, Tom Brady threw 3 interceptions against the Packers in that game. But it's the play. The down and distance matters. The outcome matters. So yeah, 2 of those interceptions were essentially punts on 3rd and longs. Those aren't damaging plays. So stats don't tell the whole story on winning and losing for a quarterback. You can look at it and just say, oh, 3 interceptions, he did worse. But it's the plays didn't hurt his team's chances to win the
game. I'm talking about a career. His stats are better as a career at Aaron Rodgers.
But when Rodgers makes mistakes, they've been pretty big mistakes. Brady has not made a mistake in these games where you go, oh, that probably cost the team the game. And that's my point. Stats are one thing. They don't tell the whole story. Otherwise...
Yeah, neither does the defense.
Otherwise, Tom Brady wouldn't win as much as he did.
What about Aaron Rodgers had crappy coaches the whole time?
Okay,
Bubba knows that.
He's just the greatest.
I'm done, Tom. I'm done arguing with fucking Lummy.
Well, I'm agreeing with you on this. Aaron Rodgers had ass-bucket quarterbacks. He had ass-bucket coaches.
Hold on. This might make it better.
But he did. He had a shitty...
Brady makes everybody else around him better. Does Aaron Rodgers do that?
Maybe, but hold on. Aaron Rodgers certainly is on the level of having to be, you should run stuff by him personnel. One of the reasons why Tom Brady came to the Bucs is that Bruce Arians and Jason Light or whoever the fuck, they said, hey, who do you want? I want Gronk. I want AB. I want the kid from Jacksonville. And they let him have major inputs on, and Bruce Arians said to him, hey, fuck, if you want to coach, like, what, you know this as good as the next guy does. Aaron Rodgers needs to have that same, there's a handful of guys that you have to give that kind of stroke to, right?
Yep.
There's a Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, the kid from Baltimore. Look, Russell Wilson starts having a problem with Seattle. They suck his dick immediately and fix it. Did they not?
Yeah.
Remember when Russell Wilson wanted out of Seattle?
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, what can we do to keep you, buddy? There's only 5 or 6 of these guys. You think the New Orleans Saints would have done that to Drew Brees? pick a fucking guy in the first round that was going to be his replacement? No fucking way.
No, but Bubba, you're making the point. That's what Aaron Rodgers sees, that every quarterback underneath him, even ass bucket redhead that's now with the Bears, got a call. He sees that and he's like, the Packers are disrespecting me. I am not going to play here.
We'll see.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to play.
I don't
play.
Think he plays.
Don't got more
but I don't
respect
think
him.
But I don't think he plays anywhere else. I think the Packers play the long game and their options are one or two things. Either we're not going to have Aaron Rodgers on our squad or we're not going to have Brian Gutekunst as our GM.
Those are the real choices that the organization needs to make
Period.
Right now.
Period.
Done. Either we're trading him or we're firing our GM. No in between. Because if they fire the GM and tell publicly say Aaron Rodgers is welcome to the input in the next GM, he loses all face. He has no choice at that point. Because then he's saying
they just trumped him.
Then he's being a bitch baby and saying, I just don't want to play for the green and yellow anymore. It says no, because
when he was talking to the guy, Kenny, who's the guy who retired from ESPN?
Kenny Powers?
Kenny Mayne. Kenny Mayne, who I love, by the way. And when he was talking to Kenny Mayne, he was like, this organization, this is old school and it's about what's right. And so if we're going to go with that, then they did what was right, and they replaced the guy that you had a problem with. And if that doesn't make you want to come back, now it's on you, and you're a bitch. You're an absolute fucking bitch.
And if he wants to taint his entire career and reputation, then that would put them. But I don't know that the Packers are going to do that. But they've got to shit or get off the pot. They can't sit here in limbo. They're losing. I mean, they either need to trade him before July or fire the GM. Period. They can't sit here and in limbo. This is going to get worse and worse and worse for both sides. Everybody's going to end up losing.
Absolutely.
So would just firing the GM make Rodgers come back?
Yes. It greatly undermines his grievance with the Packers. It greatly undermines it. And it publicly, at least they would win the public war with him.
Well, I mean, if you're playing, I mean, that's... If you're giving the guy what he wants, and this is what he has said the issue
is. Is that all
was.
He wants, though?
No, yes.
Okay.
The only issue he has is the general manager's personnel decisions. That's the only problem he's got. So if you get rid of that guy, and Aaron Rodgers has an input on who the next guy is, and moving forward, they're going to, you know, get with Aaron Rodgers, which, you know, hey.
Realistically, how much longer does Rodgers have?
Four or five years.
Okay.
4 or 5 years.
And so, obviously this is speculation, but what if they said, look, we'll get rid of this GM, but going forward, we're going to pick the guy and we got the calls, so stop being a bitch. Like, what if they said that? Would he come back?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do think he would come back. And then, Brian, if he doesn't come back, then he's a
accept that, Bubba.
Then he's a
left screen talk.
Then he's a bigger bitch than... Then he just completely ruined his legacy.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He completely ruined his legacy. Oh, is this Lauren right here? Hold on, stand by.
It is.
Can she hear me yet? Do I have to unmute it? I'm the worst at here. Start video. Do I hit start?
No, okay. No.
She looks like she's in bed. Look at her. What's up, babe? I shouldn't be saying that. She could kick my ass. Hold on. I can't hear her yet.
Hello?
She froze up.
Okay. So you can't really say anything too cute with her because this is the kind of woman that'll kick your ass. You know
got your net up?
Hold on. Hold on. We heard something.
We heard you for a second.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now, Lauren.
I can't see you, though. Do you guys have your camera on?
I don't know. Can they see?
We do not.
We do not have our camera on. I'm not very camera friendly. I'm real fat and disgusting. So if you could just picture a really good looking guy right now talking to you, that'd be super cool.
Okay, no problem.
We have Lauren Murphy on. She, of course, will be part of UFC 263. It looks like you're already, today's Thursday. Today's weigh-in, right?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's weigh-in. How close are you to weight right now?
I'm about 1 pound out.
How many?
6 pounds.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I mean, that's a walk in the park. Sometimes we talk to the fighters, and they're like 12, 14 out this far. Well, the guys.
Yeah, I think it's different, but I have a really good nutritionist program, so I feel really good.
Lauren, of course, Lauren Murphy. I think is she third rated now? Are you third ranked, Lauren?
Yep, I'm ranked number 3 in the flyweight division.
She's on a heck of a winning streak.
She is on a hell of a winning streak, is she not, Brian?
She's kicking ass. This is a big fight for her. I think she gets a title shot if she wins this.
I think so too. I can't even pronounce it.
Shevchenko, Valentina Shevchenko. She's great.
Lauren, how do you match up? Not that I'm trying to get ahead of, you know, the head of the deal, but like, you know, how do you match up against Valentina?
I don't know. I thought about it, honestly. This fight with JoJo taking up all my time. That's really the only thing I've been focused on. So I don't know. You guys call back if I win.
Do we get a call back saying, okay, we were rooting for you. We know you're going to kick this bitch's ass. Now you're going to get a good shot. Now can we? Are you going to talk to us now? Or are you big timing us?
No, you can call me back.
We talk to the Karate Hottie sometimes. She's our friend.
Yeah.
Now, what do you walk around like? What's your walking around weight?
Oh, you should never ask a woman.
You know what? You make one hell of a point. That, you know what, I asked the guys that question, but you know what, Lauren, I really, you're right, I shouldn't ask a woman that. Brian, she pretty much fucking faced me on that one. I'm right. You should really never ask a woman what they're walking around, because women like her, like Lauren, their weight is always far larger than they look because they're so fucking muscular.
Yeah. No, it's I mean it's just a number. She's obviously fit and a badass. So I mean, but yeah, I guess the rule is you don't ask women about it.
No, especially ones that can beat you up. You know what I'm saying?
So how are you going to go about taking JoJo down and ending her night early?
Well, that's kind of I'm hoping to just hit really hard, go off some of my improved striking skills, and then eventually get a takedown and get a TKO by ground and pound. I hope.
Lauren, you're good friends with Derek Lewis, aren't you?
No, I don't even like that guy, honestly.
Somebody said you were good. You were good friends with him.
No, I want to fight his ass next.
That would be badass.
His balls was hot.
His balls is hot. I think you got your first win by submission in your last fight at 254. Did you not?
Yeah, that's true. First submission win. Yeah.
8 wins by KO, 1 by submission, 5 by decision, and I think she's on blank. Did you say a four fight streak right now? I think she's on a four fight winning streak right now.
Yeah, that's true. Fight winning streak.
Yeah, I don't see how she does. If she wins this, because Andrade already lost to Shevchenko, and I just don't see how she doesn't move up to the challenger position. You should nickname yourself after the fight if you do win, either Silencer or Kevlar, since you'll be fighting Bullet.
Look at that. We won't even charge her for that. Kobe, she'd be like, my name is Lauren Kevlar Murphy, bitches.
Bring on the Bullet.
Bring on the Bullet.
I'll think about that. That's a good idea.
How's Joe, your husband, doing? I know he's a pretty badass. I think he's the head instructor at one of the Gracie places.
Yeah, he is. He's the head instructor at Gracie. Yeah, he's doing really well. He is a badass. You're right about that. So
yeah, I don't want to say nothing disrespectful to you, like by how hot you are or anything like that, because Joe will choke my shit right out. I promise you.
Yeah, he really is a badass. His jiu-jitsu is just incredible, and it's not just that his jiu-jitsu is incredible; it's the ability to pass it on to other people is also incredible. He's just a really good guy. He's a good coach. Yeah, he's a very talented grappler.
Now, do you guys ever get like, you know, you guys are getting a little crazy on a Friday night and you guys kind of roll into like a little, you know, Muay Thai kind of deal? Mm-hmm. And that, that stuff happening?
No. I'm sorry, no.
Have you ever been gashed open, cut open pretty good in a fight?
Sometimes I'll get cut above my eyebrows. There's been a couple times I've gotten cut above my eyebrows.
How hard is it to fight when that blood starts getting into your eyes? Is it a game changer? How can you prepare for that?
I actually like it better. Like when I see a little bit of blood in a fight, it's mine, I'm like a shark. Like as soon as there's a little bit of blood in the water, I start crazy. Like it actually makes the fight, I think, a lot better because like, oh, now I know the crowd is getting into it. Like now I have something to show for this fight. Like I actually really like it. It doesn't matter to me if it's me that's bleeding or if it's my opponent that's bleeding. Like something about the seeing the blood in a fight, it really just gets me going and
amps you up.
It doesn't like nothing really hurts in a fight.
Well, she's from Alaska too, so she's super tough. Like, you know, you got the regular women in America that are born down here, and then you got those badass bitches that are born in Alaska that as soon as they smell blood, that's a whole different level, you know?
I'm glad you said that too. Yeah, people in Alaska are, man, we're hardy.
Yeah, they're tough. And so now but on the other end, when let's say you're fighting somebody and you start to get blood, you got a little cut. Do you go for that cut then more often? Like, let's say you cut a girl above her right eye. Like, do you try to get that thing open as much as you can?
Oh yeah. Start aiming for it and try to make it bigger if you can.
We have Lauren Murphy on the phone. She's third ranked, and she's got a huge fight this weekend, UFC 263. I think it's in Arizona, Glendale. And of course, you can watch live ESPN Plus. Preliminaries start about 6:30. Main card starts about 10. Now, Lauren, have they given you an idea? A lot of times, they'll kind of give you an idea about what time you might be on. You know, if do you have any idea what time you might be on?
Yeah, I think the prelims start at 5, and then I'm the second fight on the prelims, so we'll fight at about 5:30.
About 5:30?
Yeah.
That's 5:30. Is that
7:30 or 8:30
their time? Yeah, so it'd be 7:30 here.
So 7:30 here, Saturday night. What's the main card? The main card. It's
Adesanya versus Vettori.
This is the second time with these two guys, right?
Yep.
Who do you like on that one, Lauren? Are you allowed to say who you like on that one?
Yeah, I'm really for Vettori. We share some of the same coaching staff. Like, we share the same nutritionist, and we have a conditioning guy that works with us. So I like Vettori, and I think he has a really good shot at beating Adesanya. I think he's got a chance to win. I'm going to be rooting for him.
He's definitely the best fighter ever named Marvin. In the UFC, not you know.
Well, let me tell you how.
What about he was pretty good.
Well, man, that's a boxing. That's why I quickly backtracked on that one.
If you had to give your Mount Rushmore of MMA fighters, who would it be? The all time
men or women or just all around?
Well, I mean, it could be. You could throw a woman in there too.
Okay,
just, you know. Four of the greatest ever.
Yeah, I would say it's going to be Khabib Nurmagomedov, Anderson Silva, Ronda Rousey, and Amanda Nunes.
That Nunes chick is tough, is she not?
Now, Rousey, just for what she did for the sport, not...
Yeah, she's incredible. I don't know why people always like act like she wasn't a good fighter or something. Because she really was an incredible fighter. I mean, look how many people... She was beating women in the top 10. She smoked the top 10 when she first came into the sport, and she like was beating women in under a minute consistently.
But then as soon as the sport caught up to her, she bowed out.
Performance, you know? So I think Ronda Rousey's a badass. You know, it was like a little later in her career, I think she lost some confidence, and I think that she didn't necessarily have the best coaching staff around her, but that doesn't make less of a fighter, you know? She was really an incredible fighter.
UFC 263, UFC 263 this Saturday night on ESPN Plus. Lauren Murphy is the second fight, be about 7:30 or 8 o'clock Eastern time, here where we live. And, I hope that we're talking to you in a week or two after you're back, from the fights and talking about how you will be getting a title shot soon.
I do too, man. I really hope that would be great.
Hey, Lauren, thank you so very much for taking some time out for us, and we look forward to watching you win on Saturday and then getting that title shot because you're a badass.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. She's cool as hell, man. She was a firefighter.
Firefighter.
Her nickname should be Cyborg.
Yeah, she...
No.
I could think she could kick most men's ass.
She's still on with us. There she goes. She's still on with us, though.
Fine, she can be on with me. All she wants.
Hey, okay.
I have nothing but great things to say about her. Blitz, I think it's our Zoom.
It's on our end. So I was telling Cave, like, I'm just going to build a second computer just for Zoom interviews and stuff because it's ridiculous.
It kind of is.
Because with our audio interface, it takes one setting for when you play news stories and a totally different one for Zoom. And
I don't think I played anything.
No. If it's not set up exactly right, we get that. But.
But it
records.
But it's fixable.
This records on Zoom's end, so It's going to take a little bit of editing, but they can edit it together where it'll sound fine and on the YouTube video.
So Bubba, what's the combined record of fighters that you've interviewed on Fight Week?
Jesus, Brian.
No, I'm asking because somebody said on here.
Brian, sometimes what? You shut your fucking hole up.
Yeah, Brian.
What?
Sometimes you just shut your fucking hole up. Now that's going to get out.
What? Oh, if you talk to this guy, you'll lose? Come on.
And then it's going to be tougher to book people.
They talk to other people, too.
You can try to cover your ass. Let me tell you tell him how much a mistake that was right
that was
now.
A dumbass move
banana
there, Brian.
Shmam on Brian. Yeah.
Then just edit that out.
Oh, yeah. Edit. No big deal. The trolls have already captivated it and sent it to fucking Dana.
Yep. Dana's already heard it.
Do you think Dana... There's always a winner and a loser in their fights.
Yeah, we tend to interview the losers.
It's a small sample size.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.